Okay, we're learning today Masechta Taharos, Perek Tes, Mishne Dalet. Hagoymer Ezesav V'shiyer Kub Achas. Rav, Hagoymer Ezesav L'Achasho. Ovar Zman Hagitois V'Habadim. Okay, the wine press season is over and the oil press season is over. The B'shas Hagitois V'Habadim Chotanan V'Hagiga Shakol Ne'monim Al Hatrumo B'shas Hagitois V'Habadim. At the time of the harvest season, everyone is believed with regard to truma. Period. We'll see what that means more. V'shir kubachat zoch liyosh yishayev v'lo v'chenu b'sor misholim. The gears is incorrect. It should not say hagomer says v'shir, but v'shir. Yeah, v'shir. Zoch liyosh yish. You know, first zoch liyosh, I have to say yishayev. Okay, we'll see the means. Kubachas k'deish yifresh b'mer yishutzins. Not in the past tense, but in the future tense.
Why we just learned this with the kahati?
Because this is better.
Okay.
What's the problem?
I don't get it.
Well, let's see. I don't get it either. We have to read. Read a few more mishnayos. We're almost finished. Don't worry. We're almost there. So let's see. We have kubachas k'deish yifresh b'mer yishutzins. You have to leave up one box k'deish yifresh. The men who truma umaisa betahara v'yitnen la'oni ha'koin la'oni la'ini ha'koin la'shakoin atzmo yire shagomar ata ezesa shim lo yitnen la'oni la'ini ha'koin hu enoi nemon loymar shashamran betahara kevim sin sh'ovar zman akidit sabatim v'is from the garasi la'ini la'oni ha'koin the poor b'shum de truma muetas kezo שמעפרישם ליחר אגידה סבאדם אין בגיל מוסר שאין לכהן עוני משום הוכי צעני כהן עוני ועוד אין המוסלם לוסר סול לכהן עשי. Okay, so what's the halacha? So basically over here is as follows. So we have over here a olives. You want to go give the olives to a kohen. The problem is when you give it to the kohen is going to say to you, sorry buddy, I'm not taking it from you because since you are an Am Haaretz, you are not trusted that it's Tahar. I have to suspect that you have contaminated your olives and you're feeding me poison, because if you eat Truma, that is Tameh, it is the Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Okay, that's very serious stuff. B'chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Therefore, Mimele, so he says to him, I can't eat it. So there's a solution. The solution is don't finish the processing. Because the general rule that during the time of the harvest, every single person is believed to be mafresh their truma and bitahara. So if you delay the conclusion of the processing until the very end, so when you give it to the kohen, I'm still in the processing season. So therefore, you are allowed to believe that it's tar. I don't want to deny you. Al timna tov mibalov. Al timna tov mibalov. The goyim nadir. We'll learn from the Kahati. Because this is what Rabbeinu Asher wants. Me Asher Shmein Lachmai.
Good, let's get to it.
Let's get down to the text.
You woke up this morning. You're going to have a good day, right?
Hagoymer Zaysav Am Oretz. See, that's the key word.
Am Oretz.
Didn't
no,
say
Am
that.
Right.
Didn't say that here.
It's a key.
That's the key word. You see that? Am Oretz.
Right.
Shagomar Mesika Zaysav, the harvest of his olives. Vitnasana Sam Zaysav Lamatan into a container. Okay, so he is all that into the parish. Vishier Kubachas. Shlenosan Zaysav Lamitan Kidei. You did not put the very last olives into the container. And the reason why you did not do this is so that
kidei
shelo yichshu lekabel tomo, because you do not want it to be susceptible to the kabel tomo. Shavatzel l'shamam b'tahara ulhaf shmeim truma, because you want to be able to be mafresh truma. Because once it becomes susceptible to tomo, there's a suspicion that it became tummy. And if it becomes tummy, the truma that you're going to separate is going to be tummy. And truma that's tummy is not fit for consumption. And in fact, there's a chiv misa deshamayim. So it's poison for the kohen. So what does it say? Yitnei la'ene hakon, you give to the eyes, the eyes of the kohen. And therefore, male the kohen is watching what you're doing. Period. And therefore, there's not. It's never going to be tamei. However, don't read this shiur because the shiur is in the past tense.
Yeah.
It's giving you instructions. Yishayer, you should in the future. Do not complete. Do not put the olives into the container.
When you finish
putting in the box, Yolach Miad es Maftech, the key. Base badai of the base by the coin. Here's the key. For who neman loymar shata gomar zesab. Now I've just concluded 1 moment ago. Period. So that's another solution. Let's give the keys.
How does that?
The same idea. Basically, that there was no time for it to become tamei. I have just concluded the process of harvesting my olives, and therefore I'm giving you the keys. So therefore, you are the mashkiach. You the coin of the mashkiach. Immediately, Rabbi Yehuda says you give the key to the coin immediately. What does it mean miyad? The entire day, you have an entire day. You can finish at 9 a.m. Look, he moved up. 9 a.m.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Miyad, but the seftim muchasham b'shema sha'omer Rabbi Yehuda miyad lav dafka ela kol oisah hayom ne'aman hu lochavi es mavtech lo mashogam asbar zeso v'nizam b'tahar b'taharosam. It doesn't have to be miyad. You have a whole day, 12 hours. 12 hours. Got it?
Yeah, 12 hours.
12 hours. The whole day. The entire day.
Doesn't mean miyad.
Rabbi Shimon says me ace la ace af. Af im heavy es mavtech lekoyim besoch me is 24 hours. Yaf, not during the remainder of the day. You can finish at 6 a.m.
Beautiful. Next.
24 hours. Ne'aman hula marsh nizabir b'shnuz b'shmirasam. So let's see the inside of the Rav inside. Don Mishnah. Hagoyim rezesa v'shev v'shiyaku b'achas v'yidnen yitnen la'ani le'ani hakoyim. Dear Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda says,
why are you giving it to the ani?
No, le'ene, it doesn't say le'ani.
Why did you say le'ani?
I'm sorry, that was another girsa. You didn't le'ani, sarv acherim. It says le'ani, sefodim acherim. Don't read the le'ani. Read it rather, le'ene ha'koyhen. So the Rav's going to say really both. He's going to explain both. Who says this? Divrei Rebbe.
Divrei Rebbe. We learn both Pshatim according to the Kahati.
The Kahati did not tell us. The Kahati did not say. Since the primary
talking about an ani kain.
According to one gersa, Pshat is giving in the presence of the kain, the eyes of the kain. After watch you finish the last part of the process, so that you should conclude the process in his presence. Because if you do not conclude the process in his presence, according to the Tanna Kamma, then automatically we have to assume the worst. That now that you finished the process, it's Hochshel Kabel Tumba, and it became Tameh. And once it becomes Tameh, the coin's no longer allowed to eat it. But if the coin watches you conclude the process, so then it never had a chance to become Tameh.
Okay, right then.
But then there's another gear, so La'ani HaKoyin, which means, Omafar Shem Shoyl Sinsukvar Avar Zman HaGitois VeHabadim, since the time when he has passed. Harelo yuchalakoyin lekabelu menushem kachuma. You can no longer be mekabelu menushem and kachuma lefiyishuhu becheskas tuma, because there's becheskas tuma. So mei lehevel vidim as they said mina minakupa vidim lekoyin ani shekain lekoyin asher ein neistim zesim el shemen. To koyin asher you don't give zesim. As nupshat. It's the ramshat. that since already you've already completed the process, so you can't give anything anymore to the kohen because everything is tamei. So the only thing you can give now is the last box, because the last box is the only thing which we know for sure is not tamei. So what are you going to give? You're going to give a small amount of one box. A box is a very small amount. So you give him to a poor kohen because a rich kohen will not accept olives. A rich kohen only accepts oil. Okay.
Good.
We have the money.
Right. Let's go further.
Okay, let's see what it says in the Rav. And after we have to learn the Rav, we learn every Rav. You're going to deny learning every single word of the Rav.
That's a show.
So first we have the Mishnah.
Then we says, you have a very
Hagoymer Ezeisov. This is the 49th paragraph we're learning together. You know that? Because we learned 49. It's like Sfira Soimer. 49. 49th paragraph. Hagoymer Ezeisov. If you finish the Zeisov, you finish the process. Vishier or Yeshayer Kubachas. Yitnena La'ani or Le'enei HaKoyin, in the presence of the Koyin, Dibur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Yoyel Lechas Mavtech Miyod, immediately within 12 hours. Rabbi Shimon Shimon says, Me'es Leis. Let's see all the Ravs. The Rav says, Hagoy Meir Ezeisov, La'achar She'ovar Zman Hagitois Ve'habadim. Dibishas Hagitois Ve'habadim Hotnan Ve'hagigo Sha'kol Neman Malotumo Bishas Hagitois Ve'habadim. Everything is kosher. So everyone is trusted. So dealing when the season is already over. So now therefore there's a chashad that you're not trusted. So what do you do with Shear? It's
during the season there's
nothing to talk about. During the season there's no issue. You don't need to go. The Kohen doesn't need to watch.
Right.
During the season he can trust you. Now so therefore the season is over. If the season is over, Shear Tsarch Lios Yeshaya Yeshaliva Vivakin who would some Yisranim. Kubachas Kadesh Yafresh Mimenu Bitchumal Maisa Bitaro Vitnanal Aine Hakoyen Shakunyatsmo Yiresh. If you're not going to give it to him in his presence, who ain't nemon, you're not going to be able to say shesharman b'tahara.
Kivin shavas
managidos vehabat. That's the Mishnah Chagiga. In Mishnah Chagiga, he did say part of it. Since then, they were poor. That's what says in Mishnah Chagiga. This from the garasi l'oni hakoyein the oni. Why the oni? Mishum the two mamuetes. He didn't say the seed. You're not telling you what the minig was. The minig is, if you're going to give a small amount of tshuma, who are you going to give it to? You're going to give it to a poor corn. So we learn koyein ani. If you really want to a koyein asher. So what is the second thing? The second thing he says you should give the divrei who the divrei meyer. Hey, look at Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. And now we come to Rabbi Meir and says, No, Yolachas Mavtech Miyad. Yolachas Mavtech. You bring the Mavtech, you give the key,
Oh, shoo!
You can hear that?
You can hear it on the other side of Beis Medrash.
Woo! Yeah?
Hey, look, where we up to? Is the Rav still?
The entire day. Okay, so we have a very nice Mishnah. At least we learn a Mishnah today. Not the Mishnah. Hagoymer Azesov Vishier or Yeshayer Kup Achas Yitnen Loani or Leene Leene Akoyer. Dear Mayor, Buddha says that Yelach Samatech Miyat. Rabbi Shimon 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 says this mace. Mishnah Hey, Hamniach Zesov, Bekoi Sesh. Or Bekoi Fesh. Either it's a pay or a tough. Your choice.
Good.
Which one do you like better?
Either one, I don't know what it is.
Pusal gadol shemanichem by zeisim lichmar. Okay, it's like a matan. A matan is a utensil which you store olives. It's the same thing. Kevish is very large. It's a basket. A wicker basket. A sal gadol. A sal gadol.
Right.
Someone's calling you?
No, I just want to see what time it is.
It is a sal gadol shemanichim by zeisim lichmar to store. Lichmar to let them sim in order to prepare them. Okay, you got it? So you put your olives into a koifesh, in the koifesh or koifesh, sheyim tainu to wait. Time. Time is your biggest enemy and time is your biggest friend. In no particular order. Sheyim tainu, sheyu neichim lichtesh, so it should be easy to crush. You want it to develop moisture for what purpose? A mortar. If you go with a saf, it means a mortar where you're going to crush it. Only you look like your mind has now been taken over.
I lost it.
You lost it. What happened to you?
I don't know. The rab got me right out of it.
The word either is koi sesh or koi fesh. If you go with the pei, like the rav, yeah, it means in a basket.
Good.
If you go with the saf, it means in a mortar. A mortar.
Why would you want to put?
Because you want to crush. You want to crush it to produce olive oil. Olive oil. Hanukkah's coming. You need
Explain.
Olive oil.
Very good.
Okay.
We get fish. We're having a little.
Okay. So we have here a choice of two words. Lichtoish. Lichtoish.
See those things again. Go ahead.
Lichtoish. Either it means a tough or it means with a pay. If it's with a pay, it means a basket. If it's a tov.
I understand. Go ahead. Okay, either basket or a pestle.
Now, why do you put it there? Sheyamtina sheyiskarmu v'tiye v'chen lachlukas moisture. You want it to develop moisture.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. It can be easy to crush. It's now being prepared to be mekabel tuma. So what is the halacha? Beis Hillel says, no, the loy nigma malachtan adayin, it's not yet complete. Okay, so machlokes. Are you okay, sir?
Go ahead.
What can we do for you?
Nothing, just want to learn the Mishnah. Please don't shut it off. Go.
Weiter. Beis Hillel says, ein mochshonim, it's not mochshonim. A person crushes. You crush the olives with Timon. Why Timon the Yodayim and Misuavos postum as a chum? Because dirty hands postum as a chumma, vichola postum mitami mashkim. Because dirty hands, Yodayim Misuavos, they postum as a chumma. Dirty hands are poislois as a chumma.
The chola
poisa chuma metame mashkin, so the liquid becomes into a rishon liyos tachila, and now vein mukhsharim bipitziu, so they become mukhsharim bipitziu. So the nichale you want the mashkin the tayif alayu, you are pleased with the liquid that drips upon the olives. Shemitoyecha chen marbim tam, there is more flavor.
Alright, it's here. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's chaz the Mishnah. That's the entire Mishnah. Hamaniach zeisim, a person puts zeisim b'koy sesh in a mortar, or b'koy fesh, or in a basket. Sheyim toinu. The reason why you're doing this is because you want moisture to begin to come out of them. You want moisture to come out of them so it should be easier to crush. Sheyim toinu to wait. Sheyiyu noichin lichtesh, be easy. When you let it sit around for a period of time, it becomes easy to go to lichtesh, to crush. Hare elu mukhsharim. So now you have achieved the state when it's nigma malachtan, and now if liquid comes out, it's chukshar lekabel tomo. Okay? The Moichel Hayotze Mehem.
To wait.
You're not listening.
I'm not listening. I don't understand it.
To wait.
You put it in a mortar and a basket.
I put it in a basket. Why do I do this? And I let it sit there for 5 days. I let it sit there for a week, for 10 days. Because when you let it sit there
covered,
in the basket.
You want it to be covered?
No, you want it. But there's a chemical process. When you let it sit there for a long time, it swells. It swells, and now it's easy. And now, when it comes time to crush it, it's easy.
Okay.
It's easy to crush. If you let it sit in the basket for a prolonged period of time, it's easy to crush.
She
intended to wait.
Yeah.
It should be easy. It should be easy to crush. So now the Chabal Tumah. But let's say I put it there, shayim toinu shayim lechem. I put it there in order that it should be, I should salt it. See, he doesn't explain that word. Shayim lechem, Beishamai says, mukhshar, Beisalim, in mukhsharim. Okay, shayim toinu shayim lechem, Bemeniach zeisim, Bekoitesh, Kedei shayis rachachu, it should get soft. I should salt it for eating. And I will salt it for eating. So there are two different reasons why you put it in a basket. Either you put it in a basket because you want to crush it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do now?
I don't know. I'm going to get some hot water, maybe.
Should I get you?
Right there.
There are two different possibilities of why you would want to put it in the utensil. Either you want to put it in the utensil because you want to prepare it for eating, or you're putting it in the utensil because you want to prepare it for crushing. So it says, if you're putting it in the utensil to prepare it for crushing, when it sits in the utensil, it begins to swell, it begins to produce moisture, and it begins to make it easy for crushing, then everyone agrees in the utensil.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees it's Hoshul Kabbal Tumah. If you're putting the utensil to prepare it for salting and eating, then it's not. Then everyone agrees that it's not Hoshul Kabbal Tumah.
Okay,
that's the ganze zach. So let's see over here what it says. Nachum Mishnah. Then it's a new principle. The principle is that you go and you crush it. If you go and you take the olives and your hands are tame, if your hands are tame and you crush it with your bare hands, your liquid comes out. Now the liquid is nayunichla. You're satisfied with that liquid, and you are contaminating the liquid by touching that liquid. So therefore, the chushul kabbal tumah. Kes Nachum. Hamaniach zeisim bakoy sesh sheyim toinu to wait sheyiyu noichem lechay should be easy to crush. Hare elu muchsharim. So the olives are huchshar lekabel tumam, but sheyim toinu sheyim lechem. If you want to salt them, you want to eat it. That was the way in ancient times. Add salt. Today you don't eat salt. Today you never have salt anymore.
Right.
You have salt in your food?
Try not to.
It's awesome. You're not allowed to have anything that has salt.
Next family.
So, let's chaz l'mishnah. We're going very slow today.
My brother-in-law's father, a bracha that he'd have him.
Have like a picture of
yeah.
Weiter. Let's chaz l'mishnah. Hamaniach zeisim bakoy sesh or bakoy fesh sheyim toinu to wait sheyiyu noichim lichtoish should be easy to crush. If the purpose of putting in the utensils that it should be easy to crush, hari elu muchsharim, that is when the meichel now oozes out of the olive, it's mash lekabel tumah. But if the reason why you're doing it is sheyim toinu sheyim lechin and it should be able for salt, then not so fast. Then it's mach like besham, but besham is muchsharim.
It's only if you're doing it to make it soft so it should be easy to press.
Then it's mash lekabel tumah.
Doing it to salt.
Salted, why would you want to salt? Because you want to eat it. eat it, but in this generation you're not allowed to salt it.
Okay.
The Shama and Rishon is Mushorim. Rishon says, "Ain Mushorim, it's not Mushorim." Next, it's not Mushorim. It's not Hushla Kabbal Tuma.
That's Mushorim.
Mishal Aimim Ain Mushorim.
The Shama says that this is Mushorim.
When you put it in a container in water to prepare it to salt to eat, so it's
Mushorim.
Well, that's Machlokes. The Shila says Ain Mushorim. It's not Mushorim. The Shammai says it is Mukhshar, he's Machmir. The Shammai generally is Machmir.
Good, but says Asim.
Now, in new case, if you have olives and you crush it, you take your hand and you bang it, you bang the olives and oil begins to ooze in the mortar. Hapatzea zeisim biyodayim mid tomato, so dirty hands, timon, they become tummy automatically. What is it over here in the Rav? Biyodayim misubi, this is already, but it's chazer. Biyodayim misubi, dirty hands, stains which are tummy, place us a chuma, a melev, it's a melev, and the rule is, it's a sheni. And a sheni can make liquid into a reach, that was we learned that rule. Vucholabu says a chuma, metame is mashal liyos techilo, vehein buchshodim, bibitsios, vikamushal busios, the nichle, bimash, bimashke. You're very pleased. The individual is pleased with the liquid that drips. Because you're very happy when there's liquid, because when there's liquid upon the olives, it causes the olives to taste better. If you have a dry olive, it doesn't taste good. But if you crush the olive, you bang the olive, and you bring out, you squeeze some of the olive, you soften it up. So therefore, that's why you're happy, you're pleased. You're pleased that the olive should get wet. And if you're happy the olive should get wet, that's Hechshchuch Shal Kabbal Tumah. That's the rule of thumb. That the Nichle, whenever you have a liquid which is extracted upon and on the food which you're pleased with, then it is Hechshchuch Shal Kabbal Tumah.
Good.
Okay?
Yes.
Mishnah, you have to go?
It's 7:20. Learn two Mishnayos, not bad.
Learn two Mishnayos. Two Mishnayos.